Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We talked about it just a moment ago during that local sports news segment. New football coach at Carbon High School, Nick Milovich, has been named the replacement for former coach Braden Rushton, who stepped aside last month. Coach Nick Milovich has been around the program for a little while. Athletic director Ted Bianco made the announcement last week, and we're going to talk about it as Coach Milovich is joining us in the studio right now. This segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. You can hop in right now and get your Carbon Dino Spirit Card. It's real simple. Pop into any of the EUCCU branches. Tell them you want to change your Visa debit card to a Carbon High School card. We'll slap that logo right on. It takes just a couple of moments. Coach, it's great to get you back in. I'm really excited for this conversation. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it. And just everyone that's listening out there, if you see Jordan and Sonny and everyone else that works out here, I want you to thank them because these guys really care about our community. These guys are always here, always supporting us. Please go thank them because there are other places that don't even come close to what these guys do for us. So give them a shout out and tell them thank you. So I appreciate you guys. So thank you.
Wow, Coach. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's our pleasure because we love being a part of it. And I know that this job means an awful lot to you. And yes. I think that's where we need to start because you are a Carbon High guy through and through. And so when the announcement came out, I'm sure it was very rewarding for you to finally get this opportunity.
It was a full circle thing and just a real big blessing because I am from here. I went to Carbon and just all the wonderful people that shaped me to where I'm at now and helped me through my experience and my journey. I couldn't be happier just to give back and to the place that I love and the place that I grew up and hopefully I can get others to feel that same love and pride for their community.
So. We were talking about this last week here on the show. You and I go way back.
Yes.
Growing up with you, I mean, you've always loved the game of football. You've always loved the Miami Dolphins, right? You've always been a big football guy. And so I guess the best place to start this would be to talk about kind of the heart of football for you because it's been a part of your entire life.
Yes. I love every aspect of the game, the transformation that comes from the game, the life lessons that are learned from there, the competitiveness, the last honestly team sport that is there. Not to say that teamwork is not in anything else, but to put 11 guys on at a time. And they have to work in unison and things like that. And then the chess match that starts after that is you can't get it anywhere else. And so the competition, the love for it, the contact, all of it is just the atmosphere that it brings is just incredible.
And you've been building towards this. You got 6 years of experience as an assistant. Last year, you were the head coach and helper. We can talk about some of the coaches that kind of helped you get to this point. I mean, Coach Huntsman, who had success at Carbon, and also Coach Howa, who is well-known right throughout the local area. They'd call him a legend, 30 years coaching here in the Castle Country. So you have had some guys kind of mentor you into this role.
Absolutely, and I wanted to thank Josh and Phil so much. That was part of again, that full circle moment that I hope that I can continue that. Josh gave me my first big break, first brand new little teacher and put faith and trust in me and to lead the offense and the young kids and Phil letting me really experience what it's like to be a head coach and I cannot ever repay both of them. Even the assistants that were with me, and the friendships that we were able to build upon and things like that. And then of course, Nikki Vasquez and Melissa Cartwright giving me an opportunity at helper was invaluable. And, being able to find a different love for helper, was just incredible. And I honestly would not be where I'm at today if it were not for them. So it was great.
I'm curious about the journey because you have coaches that are lifetime assistants or lifetime coordinators because that's what they want. right? They don't want to lead a program. When was it for you where you said, one of these days I'd like to take over Carbon High School and be the guy here? When did that kind of, when that thought come into your mind?
It was my second year. We played Judge Memorial and just had a fantastic game. And Josh let me call the offense for the varsity. And again, just seeing the excitement in the kids, when we ended up winning, and I just sat there, and I don't know if you've been to Judge Memorial's field when the sun sets, that's,
it's beautiful.
Besides our venue is probably one of the top five in all of Utah high school football. But when that sun hit, it was just kind of a, holy crap, this is going to be, I could totally do this. And just having that ownership over the offense and just doing substitutions and asking the position coaches and stuff like that. I think that's really when I paid a little bit more attention to what Josh was doing, asked a whole lot more questions, and we kind of started that journey from there.
If I remember that game correctly, that was the Jalen Dennis's game where he was completely electric. It was one of the greatest performances,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Yep. Jay did a great job. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Nick Milovich, new head coach of the Carbon High School football program. You and I were talking last week, and you pinpointed the idea that the helper job prepared you for this. That 1 year was so big for you at helper. Why? What did you take from that?
It really does, and hopefully people are like, oh man, 1 year at a middle school prepared you for this moment. And I'd like just to say, be involved in that, because I think that would change your perspective. Just because it forced you to slow everything down. I think sometimes we get into the misconception of high school. It's gotta be fast. And yes, rightfully so, there are differences and more preparations and things like that. But helper really made me settle down, simplify, teach basic principles. And at the end of the day, that's what really helped us be successful. It's all about relationships with the kids. If they do not trust you, they are not going to perform for you. They will not listen to you. I've tried to be the authoritative coach at one point and just didn't like the person didn't get the best responses. But when you really try to understand the players, what their skill sets are, I think that's when you can start challenging them and then they respond. And it was the coolest thing to see that. A school with limited numbers, and we were able to pull off some pretty cool things. And so that's one of the big things that really opened my eyes up to that, was the simplicity of the game, and then overall the relationships that you can build with those kids, and they will respond.
I'd love talking to a coach that is a teacher as well, because you have a different perspective on the student athlete aspect of it. Here on this show, we talk sports. I try to always remember they're student athletes, students first, right? Yeah. And so you get that perspective as well. So when you talk about connecting with these kids and how you can develop a personal relationship with them, you have to do that in the classroom first.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's huge. Being able to be there every day with them, rub shoulders with them and teach them. And again, there's going to be those, well, you can't befriend them, you've got to be their coach and things like that. And rightfully so, there's boundaries and things like that. But kids know when true and when you're phony. And
yeah.
So, 100%, I think being in the classroom and teaching them and seeing a different side of just coach, that, oh, he's a teacher and oh, he cares about us. And it, like you said, it's kind of invaluable and things like that.
As far as your coaching methods, what are you looking to do offensively? Because we've seen you in the offensive coordinator role before at Carbon.
Right.
I know you have your ideology and what can work out there on the high school field. So let's start with the offensive side of the ball. What do you want to accomplish in year one?
So I am a big believer in motion. And so I love motion. I love shifting. And I think we've got the horses to be able to do that. And I am more of a balanced attack kind of a kid. I do not want to abandon the run, not to say that we won't pass. It's all about who we're playing and things like that. And of course it's who comes out and participates with us and competes with us and things like that. But, spreading the ball out as much as possible. And then coming back to the run is going to be so crucial. Like I said, I love putting people into motion and making the defensive coordinator's job a kind of a second thought, hopefully throughout the week of if he moves here, then what's going to happen, what's going to be the direct result and stuff like that.
I'm a huge fan of motion as well. I mean, I know that there's the football IQ that's got to be developed at the high school level, but the offense can tell so much if you're paying attention to motion in itself, right? I mean, you can learn so much. And so I'm sure that's something that's got to be developed as far as the football IQ. You've been at that middle school level. You get some of these kids from helper, but developing that IQ at that level, I mean, I'm sure you've got to put a huge emphasis on that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if we don't know what we're doing, then we're toast and things like that. And so, again, technique is going to be huge, and then we are going to be spending a lot of time on reps and being ready for that. Again, keeping it simple and stuff like that is going to be important. Lingo that they can understand, that makes sense. This is not going to be an NFL call if any of you have heard those videos of Peyton and Eli going crazy and stuff like that.
Sounds like my wife ordering Starbucks.
Absolutely.
So as far as that's the offensive side of the ball. Now the defensive side of the ball, what's the idea here?
Stop the run first and foremost. I am ultra aggressive when it comes to defense. Danny Maurer is good enough to call the defense for us this year. Danny's a good defensive mind, played at Rick's College, has that background, and I'm excited for him to be able to lead our team in that aspect. Like I said, being aggressive, if we're not blitzing, we're doing something wrong. I would rather get burnt being aggressive than trying to play prevent defense and letting quarterbacks sit in the pocket for end upon end and getting picked apart. So I know last time they ran a 4-2-5 last year's defense and things like that, and we'll try to pick up on that. And Jordan Blank did an awesome job calling that defense. And so there's a lot of little pieces in there that I really appreciated and I really liked. And so we'll definitely take that and try to retrofit it to what we have in terms of terminology and style and stuff like that. But traditionally, I was a 4-4 kind of a guy and being aggressive in that sort of a sense. So
then we got to talk about the off-season schedule because, boy, it's late May.
It's here.
Yeah, it's here already. What a difficult spot for a coach to be in. What does it look like over the next couple of months as you prepare for kickoff in August?
Absolutely. And I just wanted to put it out there. We need you kids. Parents, we need your athletes so much. And I know it's scary. I know it's football. I know we worry about injuries or sometimes, oh, I don't want to get hurt for the sport that I love and things like that. But looking at it historically, we have not had a major injury that derailed a season.
Yeah.
And we promise that we will take care of your babies. We promise we'll take care of your athletes. But as far as summer schedule, like you said, we're a little under the gun. June is going to be all about weightlifting, getting stronger throughout the summer, and then installs. I know in July we have our carbon camp that the college is also involved with, and there will be a few teams that come down, and we're excited for that. We're looking for a couple of different high schools that we can go and scrimmage since we're kind of late in the game for camps and stuff like that. So that's a definite need. Like I said, any live repetitions against actual competition, ones against ones, is going to be invaluable. And so I'm going to be throwing out a couple of feelers out there for other coaches in the state, see if we can't get together for a day and start scrimmaging and stuff like that. And then before you know it, August is here, and we've got ALA and off we go.
Yeah, it's a very tight schedule for you, and you have to do a lot of recruiting. That's part of the job now, right? And I mean, you would think that the easiest sell of all would be, look, be a part of something fantastic. Be a part of a group that can kind of change the narrative of Carbon High School football. Because I do believe the athletes are here in the
100%.
Castle
Country. Yes, 100%. And that's what we're aiming to do, is put enthusiasm back in the sport. Why can't we be a football community? I just, that's the one thing that just has drove me crazy for so long, is we have success. We know that we can compete with these other teams. It's the same kids that you're competing against. They just put on helmets and a pad and shoulder pads. Yeah. And so I hope we can build that faith and trust in the community to allow the parents and the athletes to put a little bit of that back into the program, because I truly believe we can be successful. We really can. It's just a matter of giving us a chance. We've got a great staff that are players that look out for player welfare. And we want you to be part of something that you can look back and say, I'm so glad I did, instead of I wish I had. Because I can't tell you how many times I've had first-year seniors come up to us at the end of the season and say, dang, I should have.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Missed out on 3 years of football.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Coach, it's great to get you in. I'm really excited for what the future holds. I can't thank you enough for taking out the time to join us. And I can't wait for our next conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And again, Jordan, I appreciate you and your support. And it's just invaluable. And hopefully this is not just a Carbon. This is a community thing. And I hope everyone that's listening understands that. This is Carbon County. It's not Carbon High School. It's Carbon County, and we're going to do our darndest to make sure that you all are involved and that we can build something great together. So I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Coach. That's Coach Nick Milovich again, taking out the time to join us in studio. A new era of Carbon High School football. It is off and rolling, less than 3 months away from the start of the season in August. We've got to pause for just a moment. Plenty coming up when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.